We've heard from Apple. We've heard from Samsung. Now it's Amazon's turn. Amazon's going to have their event on Thursday, September 24th, announcing a whole new slate of Alexa products. I'm here with Brett Kinsella. He runs the voicebot.ai blog, and we are going to have some fun talking about what we might see. Now, Brett, last year we had glasses, we had the earbuds, we had the fancy speaker that sounded better than any Alexa speaker ever sounded at the studio. What do you think we could possibly see this year?
I think it's going to be light on hardware, actually. I think we're going to see a lot more applications and services this year. It just seems like that's the way they're headed right now. We're starting to see them cull their portfolio a little bit. I do expect to see an upgraded Amazon Echo, for example, because we're a couple years since that last updated. So we might see that. We might see an Echo Plus update. And we could potentially see another round of updates to the smart displays because they've been updating those each year. But for the most part, I think the stories are going to be around services and features.
Okay, when you said a new Echo, that's the entry-level basic $79 speaker that started it all.
That is the one. And when it started at all, I think it was $189 when it first launched. Might have been $199, and then they brought it down. So, yeah, it should be somewhere between $79 and $99. It's not the Echo Dot, which is the one that people will see for $20 to $30 when it's on sale. But that is really the flagship of the portfolio, and it's due for an upgrade.
What could they do? What could they do to make it interesting?
To make it interesting? I'm not sure. I mean, the most recent one was actually quite good. They could increase the audio quality a little bit more, but then it's going to just be in competition with Echo Studio, which was a device I know you liked a great deal last year. I expect them to potentially have some new safeguards at a hardware level around privacy. That would be something they could do with better processing power. They might announce something with performance and speed. In fact, most likely they will. I'm not sure that that will be specific to the device, though. Probably more likely will be an impact based on the cloud processing and ultimately at the natural language understanding layer of the Alexa service.
Now, what I think they need to do is really put a lot of effort onto video and the Echo Show, which, you know, as we've moved to everything's online, every trade show's online, every class is online, all of our work is online, that little unit has been left out of the equation. We should just be saying, hey, Alexa, start my meeting. And they did announce that they're going to be working with Zoom on one of the units, but I think they really need to put a lot of effort into putting video first. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I suspect that we're going to see some services along those lines, although you have to look at what Amazon has to bring to the table. So Zoom is a nice integration. It is available now on Echo Show. It's not as tight as the integration as they have it for the conference room. They already had, many people don't know this, they already had integration with Zoom for the conference room setting. That was Alexa for Business. And what they're doing now is it's available for consumers because that's a new swing on the way things have changed recently. People need that at home more. I'm interested to see what they do with the television. So I think that that's likely to be a more fruitful area for them to explore the use of video and the integration with Alexa.
So bringing Zoom and Google Meet or whatever program into the Fire TV edition?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that sounds like fun. I have one of those in my living room, and it sure would be really convenient to have it there.
Well, if you think about it, too, like people are using these devices now to talk to loved ones, right? And so we have an Echo Show, and I gave one to my parents, the first edition when it came out. I gave them to my brother. So we can all get together, and we can have these one-on-one calls with each other, and they're nice. But the Echo Show is like it's a small screen. Even the larger ones are small compared to the television. And it's not necessarily in a place where it's easy for everyone to sit around. The television is actually much better set up for that if you're going to do family-to-family calling. And I hope they'll allow you to be able to do a multi-party calling for that as well. So Zoom allows multi-party calling, very useful feature for people during the pandemic. They want to get together with people they can't see. Echo Show is one-to-one right now. And so if they could do multi-party off of that, that would be a big step up. If they could do it through the TV, even better.
All right. Well, Thursday, September 24th, 10 a.m. Pacific time. I'll be there. Brett will be there. And we'll come back on Thursday, Brett, if you have the time. We could talk about it after the event and see what we think. What do you think?
Sounds great. We'll see how right or wrong we are.
All right. I'm on Twitter at Jefferson Graham. Brett is at voicebot.ai. Is that it?
At voicebot.ai or at Brett Kinsella.
And that's with one T.
That is with one T.
All right. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I'll be back to you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.